It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the God-given gift of prayer, that after you save us, that we have the gift that we can talk to you. And Lord, may we spend much time at your feet, speaking to you and talking to you. And Father, I pray today, would you simply tender our hearts, draw your people close to you, fill us with your Spirit, fill us with your power, fill us with your word. And Lord, I pray today your absolute will would simply be done in our lives. God, I ask you today for that one that may be sick, would you touch them? That one that may be going through a time of trouble and death in their family, would you give abundant grace? And then Lord, I pray for our churches and our pastors and our evangelists and our missionaries. God, that the work of the Lord would just simply go forth, that souls would be saved. And God, I pray for these radio stations where the gospel is going out. God, keep the signal strong. And Lord, may we ever be diligent to lift up the name of our precious Lord and proclaim the glorious gospel, the word of the Lord. And Father, thank you for the privilege to be saved and be a servant of the Lord. God, help us to honor you with our lives. I pray today that that soul that may be listening, that you tender that life, that they yield that heart to you and serve God and live for Him. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. And again, let me say what a joy it is to be your guest today. And here it is Wednesday. Can I encourage you? Parents, get the young'uns together. I know school started, and they're into everything. We got games after games, games after games. I mean, you're running here and running there all the time. Take time to take those children to the house of God and sit at the feet of the word of the Lord and hear the word of God. Sing the songs of Zion and serve Him faithfully. Today I want you to open your Bibles, if you will, back to the book of Romans, chapter number 5. And as we've been looking at this, I hope you've got the thrust of it. Once God saves us, we have the benefits of the grace of God and living in His righteousness because we've been reconciled to God. Well, how does God apply His righteousness to us that are such terrible sinners? You come over to verse number 12, and these verses here describes it. And can I point something out? That in Adam, all sin, one man brought sin into this world, and that's Adam. Well, there's another man that's going to come into this world, and it's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse number 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. If you'll notice these verses down through here, this little word, the free gift, a man that's lost, he's in bondage and under wrath. He's living under Moses and the law, says all have sinned. Because Adam brought sin in, Moses brought the law in. God gave it to him. And the law said, Adam, all your children are sinners. That's simply what it's basically about. And that all have sinned. Wow, after the similitude of Adam's transgression. But he said, so who is the figure of him that is to come? Who is this? Well, this free gift. By one, many be dead, but much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And may I say here, this that God gives us is his Son, Jesus Christ. And it says, the free gift. And it's a gift by grace. Oh, my soul, you don't earn it. It's given. That's why we sing Amazing Grace. That's why we believe in the grace of God. Come down to verse 16. Not as it were one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but watch this word, the free gift. For God so loved the world that he gave what? His only begotten Son. The free gift is of many offenses unto justification, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In Adam, you're born in this world, you're just born a sinner. But when you trust Jesus Christ, can I say to you, that is by free gift, by the grace of God. And that grace abounds to whosoever will. And that free gift covers the offenses unto justification. Now, if you will, look down in verse 17. For if by one's man offense death reigned by one, talking about Adam, death reigned through that because he sinned, much more they which receive abundance of grace. Isn't that wonderful? That lost sinner that was an enemy to God, but he comes to Jesus and God gives him, and he receives abundance of grace. It's a gift of grace. It's a free gift, but it's abundance of grace. And of the gift also of not condemning, but it's a gift of righteousness. And this gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one who? Jesus Christ. Folks, I want to say to you, it's not in baptism, it's not in church membership, it's not joining an organization, it's not keeping the commandments, it's receiving the free gift, and that free gift is given by an abundance of grace, and that gift is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! What a Savior that he is. Do you know him? Do you have him? Oh, what a Savior. Look at verse number 18. He goes on and says, therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Would you rather continue to live under the wrath of death and sin that you got from Adam? Or would you like to receive the greatest gift that's ever been given to mankind, who is Jesus Christ, and receive Him and live in the righteousness of one free gift which is in Christ that came upon all men that believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? And I'm glad the Bible put in all men. Because we've got a crowd, bless God, that wants to say, well, over here's a crowd that's going to heaven, and over here's a crowd that's going to hell. I'm telling you that whosoever shall trust in the Lord and receive Jesus Christ, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord and believe in thine heart that God hath saved him and called him, shall be saved. Whosoever. And what will go into? What's better? Condemnation or justification? And he uses the term the justification of life. Just as if you had never sinned. Folks, you talk about a salvation that's real, but do you have him? There's many that's trying to get saved. They're trying to stay saved. What a colossal joke. No, Jesus does the saving. Jesus is our atonement. Jesus is our justification. Jesus is our righteousness. He is our hope. And it's all by the pure grace of God. Now look at verse number 19 with me. For as by one man's disobedience, that's going back to old Adam again, many were made sinners. But then again, he uses the parallel. He said, as by the obedience of one man, one Savior, Jesus Christ, shall many be made righteous. Which one are you? Are you still a sinner that's disobedient under your father Adam? Or have you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, and you're obedient and live unto righteousness? Which would be the best, to live under sin and unrighteousness, or to live under the gift of God and righteousness and justification? Folks, can I say to you, the greatest life in the world is simply living for our lovely Lord. Let Him save you. Let Him give you joy. It's a gift. Receive it by faith.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.